You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
It is Cash the Ticket, little midweek delight for everybody. Rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that stupid little thumbs up thingamabob and subscribe to the damn thing. Why? Well, A, it's free, and B, it's what keeps it free and helps us make money. So, Jim Costa over there, dressed as a Smurf. I'm here with you. That's just a very Smurfian sweatshirt. It's just a random, no logo, no words, no brand. Blue sweatshirt.
Someone wants to pay to put a logo on it. I mean,
yeah, but what'd you do? Hit the East Bay catalog for that? Where does one even find a blue sweatshirt?
I like that it's just, it speaks for itself.
Okay.
I'm not trying to impress anybody with a little logo.
No, but like, forget about Nike. There's not even like an Antigua or Coliseum logo on there.
You want me to take this off and see what the tags are?
No, yeah. Where did you find that thing?
My closet.
No, before we start the pod, what brand is that? I need to know.
I'm not taking this off.
I'll take it off for you. I want to know. Where do you
want to really juice up our YouTube numbers? Go shirtless to start the pod.
Up next, it's Shirtless Saturdays.
Chippendales. Let's go through the picks.
So look, we got a lot to go over. We are going to break down Thursday and Friday's games, Sweet 16. And again, I think my overriding theme on this, you were hot as a firecracker. I was morbidly average and below average, quite frankly. I'm disgusted with my first round.
Yeah, but I got an explanation for why. See the numbers. This wasn't just a spend here. After the first weekend of the tournament, teams that were public, 51% of tickets or more. In other words, the bets you run from.
This is what I got slaughtered on then, guaranteed.
38-13 against the number. The public just robbing the books at gunpoint. The best public tournament start in Bet Labs history for their database.
What a blessing. I was there for it live.
For the massacre.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. And I mean, that when you read a stat like that,
it's incredible.
That stat is the verbal equivalent of physically having someone shut a door on your dick. Like, that is as bad as it gets. 38-13 for Brad and Chad at the sportsbook.
Oh, I'm not done. This isn't necessarily the same, but it's the same logic. Double-digit favorites. Not necessarily public, just double-digit favorites.
Huge chalk.
Where I don't know, take the good team. Points don't matter. 14-3 against the number. 15-2 straight up in the early rounds. Best ever for big chalk.
You off-brand piece of shit. Take that sweatshirt off. It makes me feel a little better, I guess. Because you're right. Who the hell rolls into March Madness and is just like...
Points don't matter, big teams.
Lay to 17. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, well, we'll get to it. But, I mean, there's one team I might be comfortable laying huge points with left in this tourney.
The team in the tournament?
Well, even that feels trappy. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to... actually, we do need to do... a gastrointestinal checkup with Jim Costa. Are you recovering? Am I able to start telling you about the menu for Saturday?
You want to do a stool check? Yeah, I'm doing great.
No. That's great. What we do for my dogs. Okay. Like, I'm not collecting your shit in the backyard.
I'm doing much better. Much better.
You know, like when you have an older dog, once in a while they want a little poop sample, you got to follow the poor bastard outside. What greater indignity? This poor dog is fighting cancer and living his life, and he goes, what? He turns around. Now you got to watch me take a shit? Now you got to pick up this log? Can I be left alone, please?
For his own health.
My point is, we ain't doing that with you. Are you feeling better?
Much better.
Do you want to hear about food?
Some early thoughts, sure.
So Saturday, people, Jim's going to make his horse racing debut. Saturday's the Florida Derby. It's the Arkansas Derby. And let's face it, it's Jim having a Saturday. If you remember football seasons, Jim was one step of having to, like, turn a trick on the corner to get a Saturday off. Well, now Jim is a standardized employee. He works Monday through Friday. So you have a Saturday. Now, how did you present this to your wife? Or is she off doing her own thing?
This hasn't been presented. So this is a yellow light situation, not a green light situation.
Oh, boy. How are you going to explain to her that you're going to pay me a visit and it is not to do anything pop? Well, it could be podcast related, but you're going to bet on horses.
It's so funny you bring this up because I was going to bring this up off pod with you because it hit me out there when we were prepping. And I go, when did I commit to doing this Saturday with you?
About a month ago. Remember when I was going to the Florida Derby?
Because I was going to
Fountain of Youth.
We've talked about it, and I was like, when did I say yes? Like, I'm interested.
Because I said
to you. But then I'm
like,
I don't know that I'm available yet.
I came back from Florida, and I said, look, they're really playing a game here about what they're charging for the Florida Derby, and I'm not giving them their money. I go, fuck that. I'll just go to Keeneland the week after. So you were like, March 30th. I go, yeah. So, look.
Was this on the pod?
It's not a hostage situation. Whether you show up or not, this event taking place.
Present the food options. I'll do the priors, you know, do the checks. And
you ready?
If it's not, it's not. But, yeah, what do you got?
Here's the main highlight. Something I was pondering because it's the Florida Derby. And it's something that is quintessential if you're in Miami.
Oh.
I'm going to make scratch-made Cubans.
Now, explain scratch-made.
I got the bread showing up Friday from Miami because you got to use Cuban bread.
Yeah.
You can't use regular bread because the Cuban bread is made with different ingredients. They keep it crispy on the outside and light on the inside. I will roast pork with a citrus and cumin-based marinade, ham, Swiss, pickles, mustard on a panini press. Delightful.
That sounds incredible.
Homemade real Cubans as the main dish.
Yeah.
I saw this because it's getting towards barbecue season. There's a dip they make down in Texas. I'm not big on dips, but a good kettle chip.
Oh, yeah.
It's called fried pickle dip. You ever see this stuff?
I'm not a pickle person.
Well, then fuck you. I'll have French onion for you.
All right.
My point is,
or nothing at all. We'll see.
And there'll probably be a chicken wing quotient. Just because, you know, it's a group of guys betting horses and you need some wings. But, I mean, Jim, you haven't eaten solid foods in a week.
No, yesterday was a day I ate. Like, I finally had an
appetite.
You're good.
You're back?
Oh, yeah. That was the big test. We had Thai last night. That's a test for your system.
Wait, you went a week sitting on a toilet, and one of the first solid meals you threw down to Hopper is Thai?
The first one was a turkey sandwich. I feel like that's a pretty bland, like a little cheese, turkey on a white, you know, hoagie. That's your okay, we're doing good. We're going to move on from smoothies, and we're going to really take the plunge, so it was Thai.
Is part of your concern for the Saturday, the Florida Derby, Arkansas Derby betting fiasco, is part of your concern you need some discretion? Or would you like your own personal bathroom?
An issue.
Do you need a bedpan? Like, do you want to be betting?
Maybe last week, sure.
Do you want to be betting horses on a bedpan?
Sitting in adult diapers watching it? No.
Like, could we get little cookies in a diaper watching the Florida Derby?
No.
All right. But you need to present this.
Yeah, no, I'll get back to you.
I mean, it's
stress. Listen, you know our weekends are jam-packed in the fall. It's the weekends that aren't the fall that you want to make sure, you know, you're being a husband.
Oh, what has she got you doing? A little farmer's market bullshit or something?
Nothing definitive, and we might do something Friday. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Put me in as TBD.
Listen. You do whatever you like.
Okay.
You want to miss good times? That's your prerogative.
All right.
But here's all I ask. If you can't make it.
I'll let you know.
No, you need to tell us what the hell she's got you up to.
Oh, God.
The men in the audience deserve to know because I think it's like a support group.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
Oh, we're going glamping.
It's a paint and pour.
All bro, right. start a new life. I'll get you a fake ID. We'll see you down in Mexico like Andy Dufresne.
Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee.
about that guarantee. If you find the ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Let's get to the games. It's FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Make every moment more with FanDuel. And listen, if you're Johnny Public and you're just Chad and Brad, you've been making every moment more. Holy shit, with those numbers. Let's start out. We'll go in chronological order. We'll go Thursday night. 2-seed Arizona laying 7.5 to the 6-seed, the Clemson Tigers. You want my cap first?
Please. This is the one that I don't have a strong read on.
All right. I feel really good about this, actually. I got a play and a lean. Maybe you could talk me into two. You're not talking me off one. First of all, Clemson's the team I undervalued the most in this tournament.
Same.
Period. Full stop. They've been excellent, and they do it by bombing threes. And Arizona, not great at guarding it. Now, what I like in this game is Arizona and their pace and flying and attacking the rim. Clemson, no interior analytics. They don't stop anybody. This leads me to an over where one team is going to take and make a ton of threes. You get Joe Girard in his 15th year in college. And Arizona, we know pace-wise, they're going to fly. They play at one speed. I think the over 152 is the look.
I like game script when you tell me the team that's trailing is going to hit a bunch of threes. Right?
Yeah.
The underdog is going to hit threes. The pace could get pulled Arizona's way. The over looks good. The fear would be if it bogs down. Arizona,
yeah,
always a risk with Zona. They start missing shots, shoot
and
them out
Caleb
of the game.
Caleb Love can shoot you out of a game in a heartbeat.
And Clemson, pace-wise, on the slower side, 257, all of a sudden it's a different game than the one you thought you bet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there looking at that number live going down, down, down,
yeah,
knowing you got no chance
now
to catch
up. Now,
here's
the other question. Is Arizona the team we are sleeping on as it relates to a national title? When you really think about this, we've talked about Arizona as one of the higher upside teams. Take UConn out of this. They're in a class by themselves, mm-hmm, right? Arizona's upside is immense, whether it's Ballo, Love, Larson.
Who's a sweet, yeah, Larson.
They have immense upside. And there is a night they can get hot. They can put up a C-note. The other angle is, all right, Clemson comes into this tournament. One of the most public teams of the weekend was New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They lose. Clemson dominated them from the start.
No issue. Then they dispatch Baylor.
And they played a Baylor team that plays no defense. The question would be, does the bloom come off the rose here? They are facing a pseudo-elite team here. I don't think we ever considered Baylor elite.
No, okay, I would make that case, but I'm the dude who has allowed them to steal money from me. Every time I bet Clemson, they steal money from me.
You can't let that affect you.
Girard is running some kind of game with my account where every time I bet them,
yeah,
he can't miss. It was North Carolina in the regular season.
Well, the good part
it was
is
New Mexico,
Joe Girard.
It was Baylor. No.
Joe Girard can't hurt you when you play over 152.
He can only help.
He can help you. You can, in fact, become a Girard fan.
That would be my lean for this game because we got to give at least a lean on everything.
Play to the over 152, and I actually have a lean on Arizona. I think the number looks a little juiced. I think when the number looks a little big and it looks too easy and you go, Clemson's played tough, what am I missing? You're not missing anything. I think you're appropriately pricing this. That we talked about Clemson a lot like NC State. Needed a win to get in, fringy, don't trust them. All right, let me ask you a question. If Arizona played Baylor, Arizona's favored, right?
Yes, yes.
And would they be favored by 4.5, 5.5, 6.5?
Somewhere in there,
yeah. Okay. If they played New Mexico, forget it.
Yeah.
This is by far and away the best team Clemson's played, and it's probably where the buck stops for Clemson. If you don't believe Clemson can win, like the only way you want to bet an underdog is if you believe there's a window to victory, right?
Or the spread's just stupid big, and
okay,
that's not the case here.
I don't believe Clemson can win this game. So right off the rip, I can't take the 7.5.
Yeah.
I wanted you to talk me into playing Arizona as well, but it is a play to the over 152, and it's a lean to Arizona. I think they can outpace Clemson. I think they can get up on them. Clemson's going to have to take a bunch of shots they don't want to take. I just feel like that's the move for me, and it would be a lean to lay in the 7.5.
Second game, 7:30, Thursday. UConn laying 10.5 against San Diego State. Mike, they say good teams win, great teams cover. Here's the thing. Connecticut is a team that throttles people. 11-3 against the number with Dan Hurley in the tournament. It's the best in the seeding era since 1979.
And you're paying the price.
And you'd have to pay the price, but we gave you the stat on double-digit favorites who are rolling in this tournament. How about UConn? They've covered 8 straight NCAA tournament games going back to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Number's big for a reason.
No, it is, but this is also what we talk about. Guys, when we chat with you on this stuff, the sports book is keenly aware of the damage that was done by the public last weekend, and you're seeing it in the pricing. Think about this. This is a Sweet 16 slate of games. Look at these numbers. 7.5, 10.5, 8.5. these numbers are priced to make it punitive to bet the favorite. Now, listen, do I think UConn wins the game? Of course I do. But UConn is a heavy public side here, big time. I mean, you're talking almost exclusive public, 75% of tickets, yep. 95% of money. Laying 10.5 points to a San Diego State team, I'm sorry. You get to a point, I can't bet it. I mean, you think about the opening round. Yes, they annihilated Stetson, laying 26 or whatever it was. They win by 50. Round two, they play Northwestern. The line comes out at 11.5. It ends up at 14.5. They still cover. You are in the third round of the NCAA tournament, and you got to cover 11. I'm just telling you,
well,
I mean,
they did in the title game against them a year ago.
I understand.
And they're every bit as good.
I can't. Dude, you don't have to sell me on how good UConn is.
I know.
I've said to you, I think they're going back to back. But I can't partake in this where I'm laying 10.5. I don't feel right about it.
I wish it wasn't as public, but I'm going to play UConn.
Oh, if everybody was on SDSU taking it, I would have a different approach.
Yeah, you go, I'm going to be the guy who's slick and lays 10.5.
Yeah, this actually makes me feel like San Diego State would be the side if you're going to play it. It would be a lean to taking the 10.5.
Yeah, the fear would be slower pace, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Game where not as many points are scored. 10.5, it could get you beat. I'm willing to get beat with UConn.
I actually thought the under was interesting here.
For that reason, yeah.
Yeah, 135.5, you will bog it down a little bit with SDSU. UConn's going to guard or Danny Hurley's going to kill somebody. I mean, 135, look, man, could I see a 70-60 game, a 70-62 game? Yeah. And, I mean, you're in the range to hit that under. I think under would be the lean for me. I am not going to play the game. I don't want to be involved. It would be, if you forced me, you're like, Michael, you got to make a selection on every single goddamn game, which I'm not going to do because this isn't North Korea. San Diego State in the points, and I would take the under 135.5. I will largely stay away from it.
So I want to have a bet in the early window, and I'm not betting the first game, so I am going to bet UConn. I'll lay the 10.5.
Wow. You just hated my over in the Clemson game that much.
That was a good lean. It was a good cap. But
and you just used it as your toilet.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
So much for my confidence early on. Carry on.
This next game is the most public game. You're going to have to help me because I want to bet it so bad.
What's up?
North Carolina laying 3.5 against Alabama.
Yeah, this is easy.
Earth, and we don't mean like a few people. The entire planet Earth is on North Carolina.
Which means you would have to bet Bama.
But they're the right team to bet here.
Who is?
Everything says North Carolina. Everything does.
So I'm going to guide you. I want to guide you. I want to interest you in a friendship total. The total of totals. The sport of kings. We are going over 173.5.
They don't make low totals for Alabama.
42% of the money, 42% of tickets, 88% of the money.
That's our jam.
It is the over. And let me explain something. I like the under in the second round, Bama and Grand Canyon. The over in the first round was easy.
Yeah.
The under in the second round was beautiful because of a little bit of regression and a fact that you thought Grand Canyon would not roll out and hit 33-pointers, and they didn't.
Yeah, they're not a good three-point shooting.
Well, that's key. You're going to have to be able to hit up Bama because they're going to – look, Sears and company, they are going to go on some runs. The point I'm making is Grand Canyon missed 33-pointers. They missed what seemed like 20 free throws. I can double check. It's near 20 free throws. Yes, I hit that under, but I got fortunate to do so because of the ridiculously bad shooting by Grand Canyon. This game here, UNC, I mean, Bama doesn't even fake defense.
No, they're the worst defense left in the tournament. They're in a hurry. They run, they pace, but they don't get any stops. You're begging to be eliminated.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the deal, is North Carolina wins, but do they cover? I know it's tiny. 3.5.
Yeah.
Maybe you just don't fly into that. Because I don't think North Carolina loses this game.
No.
But.
What? It's the over. Look,
I know. You found a way to bet. No, I'm going to join you. I hate that I can't bet North Carolina because everybody else is. And it's the right thing to do, but it drives me crazy.
How about this from a pace standpoint? Two of the top 10 offenses in the country, and this game projects to have roughly 160 possessions between the two teams. 160 possessions?
Yeah. Take the over.
Holy shit. By the way, I want to give you this because it's important for my sanity, and I promised the people I would be accurate. Grand Canyon, they were 2-for-20 from three-point land and shot 23-of-37 from the free throw line. That's how that game went under. I'm just making a point. You have an inside-out combo for UNC. Bama's going to do Bama. They're going to fly. I got to play over 173.5. If you forced me to play the actual game, the opponent, I'd probably take Bama in the points just because UNC's so goddamn public. But I'm taking over 173.5. I hope both teams have fun. Orange slices for all.
Yeah. I would lean North Carolina because you can't bet it because everybody is, and I would join you on the over. Friendship.
I love it.
Go friendship.
Get involved.
Let's do it.
You love that total.
I do. I see it.
That's the same total as the Charleston game.
It is. That's exactly what it was. That 173.5. Yeah. All right. The late game on Thursday. 10 o'clock tip. 2-3. Iowa State laying 1.5 against number 3, Illinois. And I hate you.
Why do you hate me?
I hate you. Because this is one we talked about before we walked in here. And you're like, you're not going to like it. I tried to find the other side and I can't. I tried to find it. I said, I'm like, I'm going to look up this database and I'm going to click over here and boop, boop, boop. You've got this right, even though I don't want to bet it. You're right, which means I need to bet it. Tell people.
Okay. I got to go against my heart. I mean, obviously, TJ Otzelberger, nobody looks better in a polo shirt in this tournament than that cat. I love ISU. I do. But it doesn't smell right to me. And Illinois played really good ball. And I think Illinois' guards, led by DeMast, I think they'll handle the pressure better. And when Iowa State doesn't turn you over, they have a real hard time living. Illinois plays with more pace. They play with more speed. They hit, they take, and make more threes. And when push comes to shove, let's assume it's a close game down the stretch and you're in that under 10-minute phase, Terrence Shannon is going to get the ball, drive it, live at the line. And the key, the Illini are a much better free throw shooting team as well. It's a tough call. But, yeah, I leaned Illinois, and I wanted to talk to you about it because – obviously, you're betting a game with a 1.5-point spread here. I just – maybe this is Brad Underwood's graduation point at Illinois. Maybe this is the run. We're witnessing it. And you have an NBA player. And, you know, you have the guard play.
Yeah, that's the key, is this feels like – and we'll get to this with Marquette a little bit later. When a coach who can't break through finally breaks through, maybe he's got the team that just can overcome right. some of that coach's shortcomings. They don't turn the ball over at Illinois. So this is like styles make fights.
Right.
I wanted to make a case for Iowa State because of what you said, because they defend, because they're so pesky. Illinois got multiple guards who don't turn the ball over, who scored a high clip. They can get through the muck of Iowa State. And then the other thing, Iowa State doesn't rebound well. And this Illinois team is top 25 in offensive rebounding rate. That's another area. Like, they are built to win this game. So while I don't like Illinois in the tournament, and I don't like betting Brad Underwood in the tournament, this is the team that cuts through, and they've got the matchup.
Can I offer something else?
What else?
Any look at the over.
What is it?
I mean, public wants the under.
Yeah, it's,
you look at Iowa State's defense, you'd say under. The over is 145.5. Doesn't that feel a little bit high?
Does feel a little bit high.
No, when they go high, we go higher. Public's
well,
on the under.
Part of the cap is Illinois finds a way to score.
Yeah. I mean, look, if I'm capping, they're going to live at the free throw line. If I'm capping that they're going to be able to actually get theirs and maybe find their way into the mid-70s.
Well, free throws and no rebounds, those are extra possessions. That supports going over.
You want to go over 145.5?
I'll throw it in there, too. Sure.
Illinois and over 145.5. I'm going to put both of those in.
Both in there.
Yep. I like workshopping it with you. All right, let's get to Friday's card. Now, this is one I'm going to lean on you. All I wrote in the notes is leave me alone. I just want to watch it.
Why is – I'll get to all the breakdowns, but why? Why was this like, you know what, don't have a great read?
Part of it is what's in your notes. Part of it is I also am developing an affinity for one of the teams. It's number 2 Marquette versus the 11-seed NC State. Marquette's laying 6.5. 29% of tickets, 80% of the money on Marquette. You know, you have a Cinderella in NC State. All right, Jim says they're not a Cinderella because they're a Power 5 team. Respect. They're an 11 seed that's in the Sweet 16. And I do think they have the ability. Look, DJ Burns, with the way that he plays, if you double him, he's going to drop dimes. They're going to hit threes. If you don't double him, he's just going to be booty, 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 rocking everywhere. He's just going to dunk your ass in the basket. The guy's 300 pounds. I don't trust Shaka Smart. I don't trust the Marquette Golden Eagles. I mean, obviously, Kolek is the heartbeat of the team. Ogudaro is a really nice player. Stevie Mitchell, who some guards just have a knack for finishing around the rim with some tough-ass shots. That's Stevie Mitchell. 6.5 feels too easy for NC State. It just feels too easy.
Which is why Marquette is the play.
Oh, shit.
Marquette, I know. I know, Mike, but it's the same thing as Illinois. Sometimes the team is just too good, and it's multiple guards. It's not just Kolek. It's Cam Jones, right? They got the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
And Kolek's healthy. And here's the deal. NC State, bad defense, bad three-point defense. You let Marquette get hot, start hitting jumpers, Cinderella turns into a pumpkin in a hurry. 29% of the bets are on Marquette. 80% of the money on Marquette. How about that for bet differential?
I'm seeing sixes and six and a halves,
yep,
by the way.
I'm seeing 6.5. So I would lay 6.5. I'd go Marquette.
The thing.
Plus, but is there anything with the layoff? I know they already had one initial layoff, but you win 5 in 5 nights. You make the tournament. You get teams at your weight class.
You win two games in 3 nights.
Yeah. Now the exhale, and now you got a much tougher
test.
Yeah.
You know, the other angle, too, you know, Horn played a god awful game against Oakland, who's NC State's best guard. I mean, he didn't score for 41 minutes. Think about that. Obviously, the game went to OT. Mm-hmm. I know math. I don't like the other guard, McConnell or O'Connell, whatever his name is. Absolute liability in my world. They only play 7 guys. All right.
Join me.
You sold me on Marquette. I'll do it. Part of it is I can't trust Shaka with hair. He's had this weird transformation like Nick Wright, where now Nick Wright looks like Hans Gruber from Die Hard. Like, where did this hair come from? Shaka, you were at VCU, you were bald and beautiful,
yeah,
and you're making the Final Four. Now, all of a sudden, Shaka Smart grows hair, and I'm going, what is this? Nick Wright, what is this now? Now he looks
out
like Steven
nowhere.
Tyler. I don't like these transformations. It bothers
People
me.
People are allowed to glow up, Mike.
No. Marquette lay the 6. I'll play. It's going to bother me because I don't want to see DJ Burns go home, but it's gambling, not feelings, so... All right, Jim, you sold me. Marquette, that's the move. God damn it. No play on any total there either. Leave me alone. Next.
Purdue laying 5.5 against Gonzaga.
Zags. You know what to do.
Right?
Look, I'm walking into the rake probably, but the number's getting too big. Let's start with that. I mean, 5.5 is a powerful number. I know. We just talked about it. A lot of these numbers are juiced up. 5.5 is still a power number. Zags have defied all of my expectations. And they are outpacing people. I mean, Gonzaga, with the way they're playing, they lit Kansas on fire. They lit them up. They did the same goddamn thing to McNeese State. Purdue, offensively, still exists largely in a world where Edie is the only one making shots. And I got a real problem not only trying to win a game like that, covering a game like that. I'm not telling you this is a vintage Gonzaga team. It's not, but I'm not ready to trust Matt Painter, and I don't trust Purdue's players not named Edie.
There's going to be people that jump up. Oh, no, Mike, they're different. They're a great shooting team, too. It all works through Edie. It's not like these guys are sitting there off the dribble,
right,
step back threes. It all works through Edie, and he's been dominant, like back-to-back player of the year, right? We are one chintzy foul away.
Yep.
From everything falling like a cheap house of cards.
I agree.
And here's the other question. If Gonzaga just says, you know what, we're going to just speed him up, we're going to move in his feet, get him huffing and puffing, is there any way that they can, I'm not saying just cover, win the game outright.
Yes.
I think it is. I think it's in play for Gonzaga to move on to the Elite Eight.
I think Gonzaga can absolutely win the game. And
those are the kind of dogs we like.
Yeah,
getting.
And again, if it matters, Publix has been on a fantasy ride, and majority of tickets and money are on Purdue. So I'm going to go Gonzaga. I'm going to play them, take the 5.5, put them in my pocket.
Yeah, they've done well for me. The Zags have won both of their tournament games so far. I'll stick with them. Mark Few, take me home.
Okay, next game, number 1 Houston, laying 4 flat now on FanDuel versus number 4 Duke, 9:30 at night. I want to let Jim kind of lead the cap here because I have bias, and I admit it. I love Houston. So, Jim, why don't you take the lead?
Okay, I like Houston, too. The one question in this game, I think it all boils down to, the area Duke may have an edge is Filipowski, size-wise, right? He's a big that they can't match up with a 7-footer who can shoot, handle, finish around the rim. But the question, does he have the stones? Is he tough enough? Houston's going to throw shit at him. Houston's broken glass, right? You got to face broken glass, and you're Mr. My ankle or knee or ego or... That how do you quantify that? That doesn't show up in a profile on KenPom.
Yeah.
So do we just say Houston, broken glass, lay the 4 points, take the Cougars because Duke isn't tough enough? They've got the guards. They've got inside, outside. They've got a mismatch in Filipowski.
Oh, I mean the guards. I mean, what, is Shed, Cryer, and Sharp are just fabulous.
But it's not like Duke's got bad guards.
No, no. Roach is good. And
Proctor.
Yeah,
and
Proctor.
McCain the other day hit all those shots.
I just feel, all right, I don't think Duke wants to get in the mud. I don't think Duke wants to be physical. You saw UNC bang him around a little bit. I just feel like, Jim, A, this is for America. Nobody wants Duke to win. They're intolerable. Yep. But, look, Houston damn near ended their season with that collapse against the Aggies. Now, part of it is the Aggies hit some incredible shots. But for Houston, with four guys having fouled out to rise up, battle back, win in OT, that's championship DNA, and I respect it. I think they'll be physical. They'll be tough. I love the three-headed monster at guard. And Jamal Shedd, here's what's going to happen. When the shot clock goes under 10, they're going to hand Jamal Shedd the ball and go, look, you got to save us. And all that kid does is exactly that. He saves him. A couple of big buckets against A&M and OT. He had one of the largest jump stops I've ever seen. He basically jumped straight into the air, covered 6 feet, got to the middle of the paint, throws in a floater. If the game is officiated soft, we're dead.
Yeah.
We're dead.
If Duke's at the free throw
line. Yeah, oh, we're dead. We're dead. This is a game I could see Houston losing because it's Duke. But I don't trust this Duke team. We said it before the tournament. I'm not overly impressed by them. Who have they played? Let's be fair.
Yep. And I do think, again, it's the same Edie thing. When you're betting and a huge part of the cap is I like the big, false. You end up taking the advantage right out of the game right away.
Houston laid a 3.5, and I like the under 134. I think these two teams are going to punch each other in the face. I think this is a game that's played in the 60s. And for that reason, I gotta give a little lean to the under there.
Lean on the under, play on Houston.
I'll play them both. Fuck it. Houston minus 3.5, under in the Houston game.
Last one.
This game I need injected into my veins right here. This is the game I'm most excited to watch.
While I was open to Shaka Smart breaking through, and I'm open to Brad Underwood breaking through.
Rick Barnes, the bridge too far.
I didn't bet Painter, and I'm not betting Rick Barnes. There's something a man's got to keep to, and it's his personal constitution. Mike, so? It's Creighton or pass.
No.
What do we do here?
I'm telling you what we're going to do. We're going to bet the over 143.
You are the king of Jim. It's okay. There are sides. There and are totals. There are other ways.
Yeah, look, I mean, Creighton put up damn near 90 while having one of the worst halves of shooting I've ever seen. That first half against Oregon, they missed so many open looks. So, I mean, they were like 1-for-19 from three. They're all about space and shoot it. I mean, look, McDermott talks about it. He goes, look, we don't have a bunch of guys who can touch the top of the square. We got to space it. We got to execute. And we got to shoot. And that's what they have. And I think they'll bounce back. Tennessee, not great against the style of offense that Creighton plays. And look, admittedly, on the other side, you're going to get a Tennessee duo with Dalton Knecht and Ziegler. This Tennessee team is willing to play with pace that prior editions haven't. I just feel like, look, Tennessee will dominate the glass. Tennessee is going to get second-chance
points.
Even
with Kalkbrenner?
Yes. Creighton, believe it or not, they don't stack against this team on a rebounding level. This is like the no-shit award of the day. If Creighton does not make shots, we're not covering this. Like, we're not going to get the over.
You don't think an over's going to hit if a jump shooting team doesn't
hit
jumpers?
Right, and I know the danger here. And you'll go, well, Mike, wait a minute. If there's only one way out, is it a good bet? No, none of these are good bets. None of this is a great idea. I'll say it to you again. This is not a Roth IRA. This is 10 o'clock on a Thursday or Friday night. You want something to watch, and you want to have a little juice, a little sweat. You want to have a little bragging rights. I think the over's the move because Tennessee's going to get whatever they want. I think Tennessee will work Creighton. From an offensive level, Creighton is going to shoot 43 pointers. Can they make the better part of 15 of them? That's what it comes down to. And look, I just cannot imagine this game not being played in the 70s. I can't imagine this is a 68-65 final. I will have a hard time believing that. So I think this is a race to 80. I think both these teams are going to really put on a bit of a show, and I'm going to play over 143.
Why don't I just play Creighton?
Because of what I told you.
Because of the edge inside?
I think it's just very difficult to win a game when you can't grab a rebound.
I keep going back to that game where Creighton beat UConn.
I know.
And they're one of only three teams to beat UConn. And they have three guys who can score 15, call it 20 plus on a given night.
But you also are showing a little bias here. Now, let's be fair. You're comping a regular season game.
Sure.
At home.
Sure.
National TV.
But nobody makes them bleed. They've only lost three times.
They're human. They're human.
I know.
All right, Balboa got knocked down. They're human.
But Creighton's playing well, right?
I mean, they are. Well, for a half they did.
Right. Well, that second overtime where they
that
just said,
first
you know
half
what?
Against Oregon, I mean, if Oregon was on their game, they're down 20.
But it's the same thing. Okay, fine. Against Akron, I was watching that game as I was getting sick, and I would tell you, they were not good in the first half.
Yeah.
But you knew they were going to pull away in the second half. And they did, and they won, and they covered in that game.
You can play Creighton. I'm not.
It's a lean to Creighton.
I'm going to play the over 143 because at 10 o'clock at night, I don't want to sweat numbers. I just want points and fun. I'm handing out Capri Suns to everybody. Give me the over 143.
All right. You want to recap what we have?
Yeah. Happy to. I love this time of the tournament. The games, there's less of them. The quality rises. I'm going to play over 152, and I'm going to play Arizona lay the 7.5. I am skipping the UConn game. I'm going to play over 173 in the Bama game. I'm going to play Illinois in the Iowa State game. I don't know if I can bring myself to the over, but it'd be a lean. Jim's personally responsible for getting me to play Marquette laying 6. I'll take the Zags getting the 5.5. I'll take Houston laying 3.5. I'll take the under 134, and I'll take over 143 in the Tennessee game.
All right, here's what I'm working with. 7 bets for 8 games. It's not bad. I'm going to go nothing on the first game. But
clear eyes, full lower intestine, can't lose.
Well, I don't know. The diarrhea had me 10-0. I don't know what's going on now.
Up next, Jim's taking a laxative to ensure that he hits his bets.
First bet for me is Connecticut, UConn, lay the 10.5 points. I'll do it. Let's play. I have Illinois plus the 1.5, and I will play the over in that. Over 145.5 on FanDuel. I will play the over in Alabama, North Carolina, over 173. Let's get loose. I've got Marquette lay the 6.5. I've got Gonzaga plus 5.5, and I'll go Houston lay, what do we say, 3.5 is the best line out there?
Yep.
All right, Houston lay the 3.5.
100%. Guys, those are the picks. Whatever you do, please be careful.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you have an opportunity to take money out, take money out. Take your wife out. Have a good time. Relax. Be careful. Just because the games get bigger and the tournament's coming to an end doesn't mean you're ratcheting things up. Plays are plays. And, like, I'm open with you. I don't love many of these. I like some. I will play and have some fun. I'm not going to go crazy on these.
Favorite play?
Basically, by me telling you my favorite play means we're going
to
lose.
I know. I just wanted to know.
Let me think about it. Hold on.
My favorite is the one I tried to bet against and couldn't. Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. Because, again, you try to find a way to bet against it, and you realize, like, damn, it's just a good bet.
I will tell you.
That or Marquette. Marquette or Illinois. Those are the two I really like.
I would say over in the Bama game is probably my favorite, 173.5. It'd be the Bama total. Yeah, I think it's the Bama total. If the math works, you're talking 160 possessions. It would be that, and it might be the over in the Creighton game.
Okay.
But, yeah, I do like Gonzaga. I do. But I'll say over in the Bama game is my favorite.
Guys, mailbag, send them in, cashticketpodcast@gmail.com.
Be back Friday. We'll talk about the Saturday games that we know about. And then, I don't know, we'll have to do an emergency pod to get you the Sunday games, which is fine. And what I'm going to try to do, my week's been crazy. I'm just shooting you guys straight. I am going to try to get you Arkansas Derby selections and Florida Derby selections for the Kentucky Derby preps. Arkansas Derby, we have a problem on our hands. Bob Baffert has shown up. He's not eligible to earn Derby points, so he's bringing a super horse named Muth. And if that horse wins, nobody gets the points. It's the fucked up nature of our game. But we'll talk about it. I will do my damnedest to get you some horse picks. It just, no, I'm not playing a tiny violin. I'm just telling you, I've been fucking busy this week. And capping races takes time.
And check the feed. Evan is working from home as a new dad.
Yes.
So check the feed. He's going to be working to get stuff up around, you know, also being a new father.
And no, don't be a smartass. He's not giving the baby weed gummies, okay?
Nobody said that.
Come on. No,
Nobody
I know.
Said that.
I know what these animals are going to do via cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com. Well, no, the kid's not playing a slot machine and eating gummies.
And I would say congrats to Evan, but you and I are people who don't have kids, so I don't want it to be disingenuous, but we are happy for him.
I am happy for him. I think if you want a child and you want to make the commitment to it and you have a healthy child, God bless. It's the most wonderful thing in the world for you. What I don't need is your fucking judgment or side eye or constantly asking me, when are you doing this, that, and the other thing? The answer is half past none of your goddamn business. I don't like kids. I like my life. And with that, Evan, congratulations. Love you, buddy.
Love you.
Talk to you soon. Jim, yellow light. Let's find out if it's green or red by Friday.
We will do that.
Jim's at a farmer's market.
Cash the ticket. Thanks, guys. Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.